Hello and welcome to the CNBC TV 18 Market Update. I'm Ekta Batra here to tell you all what you can expect in today's trading session in terms of cues and news. In terms of what took place on Tuesday's trade, the markets did pair losses. We had the broader markets which recovered from the lows, still down around 1%. And financials were really the big highlight. They were weak. Yes Bank, for example, as well as NBFCs dragged on Tuesday's trading session. FII's net bought around 114.6 crores, so that has reduced. And we had the DII's net buy around 730 crores. In terms of cues to watch out for today, we have the FOMC meet globally, which stands out. So we have the FOMC or the Fed that did not change rates overnight, and that really disappointed the US markets. We have Asia, which is largely a little mixed to sluggish at this point in time, but we have major markets such as China and Japan shut for trade today. Brent crude, which is currently at around $72 per barrel, so that is probably weighed down with developments which are taking place in Venezuela. And the SGX, which is currently indicating that it could be a start in the red. In terms of earnings reactions, nothing great to write home about. So Ambuja Cement, where the top line missed and volumes recorded a mild miss. TVS Motors, profit down 19%. Jefferies cut the FY 2021 estimated EBITDA by 6%. Britannia, which was a largely inline set of numbers. But on the other hand, auto sales grossly disappointed till now. So Maruti is down 17% year-on-year in April, Eicher down 17%, and Escorts has missed estimates for the previous month as well. Uday Kotak also has made cautious statements, so do watch out for that. He said that the financial sector is at crossroads, which can cause significant turbulence at times, and this will require good, careful navigation over the next 6 odd months. These were a couple of statements made by Mr. Uday Kotak during the conference call held by them post the Kotak numbers. We have a lot of results today. So we have Tata Power, Dabur, Hindustan Zinc, Bandhan Bank, Kansai Nerolac, L&T Infotech, all of these stocks which will be releasing numbers. It is also Bank Nifty Options expiry and Nifty Options expiry today. In terms of other cues, we do have the core sector, which also was positive. It recovered to 4.7 versus 2.2% in the month of March. And separately, the GST collections, which have grown 10% on a year-on-year basis in the month of April. Well, a lot of stocks to watch out for. So result reactions include Ambuja, Raymond, Zenza Technologies, Indian Hotels, DHFL to consider fundraising on 4th of May. They've also made a principal amount and interest payment on NCDs, which was due on April 30th. ICICI Bank will also consider fundraising on the 6th of May. We also have Avenue Supermarts, which will consider fundraising via QIP on the 11th of May. BHEL has signed an MOU with ARAI for e-mobility projects. Siemens has bagged a 250 megawatt solar energy order. We have Lupin and Natco, which are in focus as they've received FDA approval for a hypertension drug in alliance. PNB Housing Finance, Emphasis and L&T Infotech will be included in F&O from the 31st of May. ICRA has upgraded Ashok Leyland's long-term rating to AA+ from AA. So these are a couple of stocks to watch out for and trade. Separately, SEBI has passed an order in the NSE co-locations case. So while there is no stock in focus, that would, however, be important to watch out for.